listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Continuing on in the book of James, I want to talk to you about something unusual today. I want to talk to you about faith like the devil. Here's the verses I want to read to you. James chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, where we read this. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there's one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Now, James, in this letter that he wrote to Christians in general, had just brought up the contrast between a living faith and a dead faith. Here, he continued to emphasize the point, showing that a living faith cannot be separated from the works that we do. This is brought out by an imaginary questioner, the one who said to James, "You have faith and I have works." The idea behind this question is that some might try to say that they have the gift of works and someone else has the gift of faith. Listen, it's fine for you to have your gift of works and that you care for needy people and all that, but that isn't my gift. But James will have none of this kind of thinking. James rightly insisted that real faith will be demonstrated by works. So, the point is boldly put. James said this, "Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." The appeal of James was clear and logical. You can't see someone's faith with your natural eye, but you can see his or her works. You can't see faith without works. But you can demonstrate you can't see faith without works, but you can demonstrate the reality of faith by your works. Then with brilliant logic, James showed the importance of a living faith. He said this, "You believe that there's one God, you do well, even the demons believe and tremble." The fallacy of faith without works is demonstrated by the demons themselves. You know, they have a dead faith in God. The demons believe in the sense that they acknowledge that God exists, but this kind of faith does nothing for the demons because it isn't real faith, and that's proved by the facts that it doesn't have works along with it. It is surprising how many people have what we might call faith like the devil. They believe that God exists, and they take some kind of comfort in that belief. But this faith that God exists is never enough. Apart from a heart and life of transforming trust in God and what He promised for us on the cross, just believing that God exists and that He is one only means that someone has the same faith as the demons do. And that's not going to save anyone. All the more reason to make sure that we have a real living faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in who He is and what He did for us at the cross and the empty tomb. And that that real living faith will show itself in the works of our life. Live and walk in a living faith today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.